Sanhedrin Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Ketzad Bot Ginnas Ha'edim. How do they interrogate the witnesses? Hayimachnisen Osan Uma'aymin Aleim. They would bring them into the Beis Din and they would scare them. Umotzien Es Kol Ha'adam L'chutz, and they would bring out all of the other people outside. That included the other Edim, many other people there. The only people that would be staying there, besides these Edim that they were interrogating, is the actual litigants. They would stay inside. Mishayun Es Ha'galo Shebehen. And they would leave over the more choshuva witness first. So out of the witnesses, let's say there were two witnesses, they would have the more choshuva witness that would be staying with them. V'omrimlo, and Beis Din would say to him, Emor, tell us, heichata yodea shezeh chayiv lazeh. How do you know that Reuven is chayiv to Shimon? This is, by the way, speaking about Dinei Mamonos. Dinei Nefashos is different, but this mission is talking about Dinei Mamonos. So how do you know that Reuven is chayiv to Shimon? Im amar, if the witness says, Hu amar li shani chayiv lo, he told me that he's chayiv to him. Ish ploni amar li shu chayiv lo, or a different third party told me that he's chayiv. Lo amar klum achyam rifneinu hodolo shu chayiv lo masayim zuz. It's nothing. Even if the guy himself said that he owed, let's say Reuven said that he owed Shimon $200, that doesn't mean anything, because sometimes people just do it that they shouldn't look like they're rich. So people will just say that. So it doesn't mean anything that he said that, and also, you can't just hear over from somebody else. That's not really valid when somebody else says that, yeah, they know that Reuven owes Shimon money or Reuven lent Shimon money or whatever. You have to testify on what you yourself witnessed. So it only works where the litigant himself told the Edom directly that he owes 200 zuz and he's making them Edom on that. So then, because he's actually saying to them that he wants to designate them as an aid, person wouldn't do that if he's just trying to appear not so wealthy. So therefore, that is a good edus. Or if they actually obviously saw the loan or the chiv take place, that also is fine. So then they bring the second witness, and they are bodikim. If they find that their testimonies were the same, nosim v'nosim badavar, so the dayanim deliberate on the matter, and then it comes to them paskening. So out of the three people in the basin, if two of the dayanim say that he's innocent, and one says that he's chayiv, money, zakai. The zakai wins. Or vice versa, two say that he's chayiv, one says he's zakai, chayiv. Here you're chayiv. Because you just need a majority for both by Dinei Mamonos. Just a majority of one, that's all you need. Echad omer zakai v'echad omer chayiv. One says zakai, one says chayiv. Vafilu shnai mezakin or shnai mechayiv. Or you had, let's say, two people say zakai, two people say chayiv. The echad omer, but the problem is that the third one says eni yodea yosifu hadayanim. Then you add dayanim to that. Now what's interesting here is because you have two dayanim, even if both of them said, let's say, zakai, and then the third guy doesn't know. So when you're adding, like, what's the point? You're going to add one. Even if the one would say chayiv, it's still zakai. So why is it not when you have two people, two of the dayanim said zakai, why is he not zakai in that case? So the answer is because when they add dayanim, Piskei Arid says they always have to add at least two dayanim because dayanim need to deliberate with each other and, you know, throw things off of each other and speak about the different stadim. And they can't do that with the ones that already have deliberated, went through everything and have clarity. They have to do it with the new ones, with each other. And just having one new dayan, he can't do that. He needs a partner to work it out with. So that's why we always add another two dayanim until we have a majority in one direction.